adventures of Biggles. Throughout a long day, Pat and Algy wearily struggle against the dreadful undergrowth on the mountainside. Again and again it seems they can never reach the bottom. Sometimes it's Algy who cheers Pat along, and sometimes it's Pat who is the leader. Then the forest thins out and they see clearly what is ahead of them. Away from the foot of the mountain sweeps the veld in which Biggles will land his plane. But before this is a narrow strip of bamboo swamp, which stretches as far as they can see from north to south. Daylight is dying when they reach the bamboo, but they still attempt to force their way through it. To their surprise, they break into a clearing sooner than they expected. But it isn't the veld. It is a completely enclosed tunnel. Algy starts as he guesses what it is.
The Black Elephant and his men made it. This is how they drove their cattle across Africa without being seen.
That's incredible, Algy.
Is it? And what's this over here? No, don't go too close. It's a bit high.
What is it?
The carcass of a dead calf. The calf of an ordinary cow. Cattle have been through here.
But it's right in the middle of the bamboo swamp.
An ideal place for a hidden cattle track. Remember what we saw from up top? This belt of bamboo stretched as far as we could see, and it ran from south to north. It may stretch for hundreds of miles, perhaps thousands, along the foot of the mountains.
Yes, but what I find hard to take is that they should make a tunnel like this. It's quite wide and about 10 feet high. It'd be a terrific job, Algy.
Not for a large group of men. These bamboo stalks aren't very thick. Now, they've made it all right. See where I'm flashing the torch on the ground?
Yes, the bamboos have been cut flush with the ground.
There's no question of it, Pat. This is Setha Zulu's private cattle track. It's why no one's been able to spot him either from the air or the ground.
Algy, Biggles must know about this as soon as possible.
Yes. Although I don't know if we'll be able to tell him tonight. It'll be dark long before we can get through the bamboo.
But we must try. Now we know about this, we'll be able to track down the Black Elephant and finish the job.
All right, we'll see how it goes. But if it's too thick, we're... Too late, Pat. Here comes Biggles now on his last recce.
Oh, bother. Quickly, Algy, let's send up a smoke signal.
Well, if he sees that, he'll think we're all right and not bother about us till morning. The Black Elephant's blokes will probably see it, too, and get to us before our fellas.
Well, then what can we do?
Not a thing, Pat. We'll have to leave it to Biggles to make the decision.
Can you see anything, Bertie?
No, not a belly sign, old sausage. When it's as dark as this, that belly forest just looks like a whopping great shadow.
It's not completely dark. We'd see smoke if they lit a fire down there.
No smoke, no fire, no movement, no nothing. The belly place is as dead as a sizzled sausage.
They should have reached the bottom by now. They've been all day at it.
Think something's gone wrong, O'Bean?
It must have. Algy said he'd send up the smoke if they were okay.
Oh, well then it looks like a nasty, dirty, jolly old trundle through the forest by moonlight for us, what?
No, not tonight.
What? Make potatoes, old trout. If something's wrong, you aren't going to leave them down there without doing something.
We'll do something in the morning.
By jingo, we won't. We'll do it now. I'll call up old Ginge, and I'll bet he waffles the same whiffle.
You and Ginge can waffle as much as you like. We aren't going into that forest tonight.
Ah, but Biggles, old tyrant.
Bertie, there are hundreds of square miles of that forest. Pat and Algy might be in any part of it. We wouldn't have a hope of finding them at night. We'd exhaust ourselves without achieving a darn thing.
Seems a bit tough, old sausage.
Tough, but sensible. We'll go back to Kampala for the night and be on the job again at dawn.
Couldn't make it a couple of hours before, what?
Dawn. Now contact Ginger and tell him to return to base. We shan't put down again.
Oh, come along, Pat.
Where, Algy?
Back to the forest. No point in staying here. Setha Zulu's blokes may come along and nab us.
Why not push on to the veld?
We wouldn't make it for hours. And Biggles isn't going to put down, so he wouldn't gain anything.
Sounds as if he's returning to Kampala.
It's the only sensible thing to do. He'd never find us in the dark.
Oh, that means another night in that awful forest.
I'm afraid so, Pat. We'll find a safe spot and have a fire ready in case he does come over again.
I'm terrified of that forest, Algy.
Yes, I know. I don't like it much myself. But tonight we'll be resting in it, not fighting against it.
Wake up! Bertie, wake up! Come on! Wake up, you clot! I thought you wanted to be away hours before dawn.
Oh, yeah, but what? Oh, sizzling sausages. Is it dawn already?
It's 4 o'clock. Time for us to grab a cup of coffee and be on our way.
It's ready now, Biggles.
Good.
And I fixed up some of those sizzled snags Bertie likes so much.
Oh, by Jove, bless you, my son. You'll be remembered in the Lissy will for this spot of nonsense. Now, you blokes ooze off and grab the grub, and I'll be with you as soon as I've dragged on a trouser.
Right-ho. Don't be long.
2 toots of Harriet, that's all it takes, old bean.
Biggles, any particular plan for today?
Reconnaissance first. Then, if we have no luck, we'll put down and simply search for them where we judge they might be. That's the plan for Bertie and me.
What do you mean? Aren't I coming with you?
Well, it's about time someone put down at Latonga to see how Mishu's going. I want you to whip up there first, Ginge. When you're done, you can come on over the mountains.
And help with the search then?
Well, you may not be able to find Bertie and me, but you'll see the kite, so put down beside it and wait.
Do you want me to hang around at Latonga? Well, suppose Monsieur isn't there?
Give him an hour or two, and if there's no word for him, well, come on. We'll send up another kite tomorrow.
Oh, Roger. But you don't think Pat and Algy are more important than worrying about Monsieur?
Everything's important on this stunt. So we have to follow up as many angles as we can at the same time. But I do agree that Pat and Algy are a little more important than anything else.
They're coming, Pat. That's the Mozzie again.
Oh, thank goodness. I couldn't spend another night in this forest.
We shouldn't have to now. I'll light the fire and the smoke will show them where we are.
Algy, do you think it's wise? Last night we didn't light one in case the Black Elephant's men should see it.
Well, I was awake half the night, Pat, and I didn't hear or see any sign of them. They might have been about yesterday, but I don't think they're anywhere near us now.
All right. If you think it's safe...
We'll have to do it. When Biggles knows our position, it'll be easier for us to contact each other. I think this should do the trick. There's plenty of smoke going up.
Yes. Could be seen for miles around.
Biggles have seen it.
We'd better go out into the clearing where he can see us. He's flying low, Algy. Almost touching the treetops.
Probably going to drop a message for us. Yes, he spotted us. I can see someone waving. There it is, Pat. Something dropped.
It's here in the bushes somewhere. I've got it. It's a cigarette tin.
There'll be a note in it. See what he's written.
Move 3 miles south. Swamp narrows. We'll wait for you on far side. Biggles, that's clear enough, Algy.
Yes. I'll wave him okay.
3 miles. That'll take us a couple of hours.
Yeah, about that. But we'll put out the fire before we start off. It hasn't done any damage so far, but we don't want it to attract attention all day.
Oh, yes. Here, stamp it out. I'm nervous of that fire.
That'll just about do it.
Yes, it should do.
Well, let's push on. I've had enough of this place.
Where are we heading, Algy?
Down towards the bamboo. There's a patch of clear country this side. It'll be easier going down there.
But we'll be in the open.
Oh, it doesn't matter. There's no one to see us except the boys in the kite.
I don't know. Algy, keep back!
Why, what the...
Look! Coming from the bamboo. There are two natives. And they're heading for the fire.
Set of Zulus, boys. They'll be looking for us.
Pat and Algy press back out of sight of the natives. Can they escape without being seen? Or is the Black Elephant's gang close by? There'll be thrills and suspense in the next exciting chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles!